Okay, good morning, everybody. My name is Aidan Kelly, as you've heard, and I'm here to talk about a topic twice in a minority, multilingual and multimodal Finnish Sign Language Signers. And before I get started, I would like to present the structure of my presentation. First, I'm going to talk about my research questions, and then I'm going to draw in some related concepts. Then I'll talk about the research setting that I have and the linguistic history of my informant. After that, I'll go through various languages that she has learned and show a kind of self-portrait, self-image she has of herself, and talk a little bit about her linguistic identity at the end. And I would appreciate it if you would leave your questions at the end when we have a discussion session. So, here first of all are my research questions that have to do with my interest in linguistic identity. So I'm interested in finding out what kind of instances of language awareness and emotions can be found in relation to different languages within sign language sign. And then also what the learner beliefs and language attitudes tell us about the level of language awareness in various multilingual and multimodal contexts. And since this person uses Finnish Sign Language as her mother tongue, then I think it's good to remember that often people see sign language as something that's attractive, whereas in reality it actually adds something to that person's linguistic repertoire. And I think it's also important to remember that people who use sign language are multimodal to start with. So I think it's important to keep in mind that we should also use multimodal research methods with them. And there are some related concepts and studies that are of interest to me. These have to do with autobiographical emotional telling, which Prior considers to be empirically analyzable discursive constructions. Excuse me. Also, the studies of learner beliefs and visual narratives that have been carried out, for instance, in this university are of importance. There's a seminal study on Finnish youth who use Finnish sign language, which is by Luke, and it's very important. Here, and there are some, but not very many studies on deaf signers as English learners. These have been carried out in Hungary, for instance, and also here at this university. I'll tell you a little bit about the research setting next. So my informant is a 26-year-old university student of Finnish Sign Language. So she's a student here at the university. And what I asked her to do is to put together a visual self-portrait, which includes the languages used in real life. And I also carried out two theme interviews with her about language learning, how she uses her different languages. And because I don't know sign language so well, these have been carried out with the assistance of an experienced Finnish Sign Language interpreter. And then also in the second interview, there were sentence completion tasks where I asked her to fill in sentences like Finnish Sign Languages to find out how she feels about different languages. And the linguistic history of this student is quite interesting. I'll give you a few moments just to read it through because it's kind of complicated. As you can see, there are lots of things happening in her life in terms of languages and linguistics. And what I'll do next is I'll go through her views on Finnish sign language, Finnish and English. And I have to limit my report here because of time constraints, but there are lots of material on how she sees different languages, but for this presentation I have chosen three that I consider to be important. Finnish sign language because that's her mother tongue, Finnish because that's the first foreign language for her, and English, which is of interest to me in terms of learning a foreign language that is not Finnish. So, the deafness of my informant was discovered when she was 3 years old, and I was kind of surprised to hear this because I thought that's something you pick up earlier on. But she really claimed this to be true. She's the youngest of three siblings, and somehow she managed to get her message across without using words or hearing. And as soon as they found out that she was deaf, she had Finnish sign language teachers come to her house and teach her and her parents Finnish sign language. And she went through Finnish sign language daycare, preschool, primary school, and secondary school, all in this language. And what's important to realize is that this language is supported. So she had lots of camps to attend where she learned Finnish sign language. She was able to take distant classes and take part in weekly meetings with a teacher. And for her, this language felt easy. And she said she wanted to learn more and more even as a child. And she loved the language, and you can see what she thinks about in terms of identity, in where she says that it's wonderful, it feels like me. And for her, Finnish sign language is the most expressive language that she's got. And she says that everything that I want to express, I know, and I know what I want to say, and can say it. And that really brings it home to me how strongly she feels about her language. And when I asked her how she felt about herself as a person when she's using Finnish sign language, then she said, I'm active and open in this language. Then, first foreign language for her is Finnish, and she actually said that she doesn't remember starting to learn Finnish, and she doesn't remember what it felt like in the beginning. And she said her first memories come from preschool, when her parents tried to teach her Finnish words, and she found it very difficult. And obviously, she continued learning Finnish at school. And she's kept some of her old school diaries, and when she looks at the Finnish language that she has written, then she feels that's really awful because of mistakes and because she couldn't quite handle the vocabulary. But what she highlighted to me was the importance of attitude in language learning, because she's had great interest in learning Finnish, and she's been really willing to put in the effort that's needed. And if you compare Finnish and English, which both are foreign languages to her, then Finnish is easier, and she prefers Finnish subtitles to English subtitles, for example. And to continue with the second foreign language, that's English in her case. And she was in a school where starting English was delayed because this was a special school, and the headmaster wanted children to learn Finnish properly before they started up with another language. And at first she was excited about learning English, but then there was a language problem because her teacher didn't know Finnish sign language properly, and that made learning English more difficult for her. And today she finds academic English sometimes difficult. Reading in English is harder than in Finnish, for instance. And when she goes outside her own field, because she also studies in the faculty of sport, then those texts are a challenge to her. And to her, it's very clear that there are big differences between academic language use and everyday use of English. And there's been quite a lot of change in her attitude. In the first, she's been excited, then she finds it difficult, and now she doesn't hate English anymore. So it's been a bit of a rollercoaster ride for her. At the moment, English is important to her, and she uses it on a daily basis. And she's very practical and says that the best way to learn it is to use it. This is one of the languages she uses with her boyfriend, who's Danish. And it's a language which she obviously needs with social media, using the internet, traveling, reading, email, and so on. And she feels she's reached fluency in everyday situations. For her, it's a tool of communication, first and foremost. But it stops her from showing what she really is like. It's like there's a wall between her personality and language. And then if we think about briefly foreign sign languages, these are easier for signing people to learn. And with American Sign Language, knowing English helps because often in the mouthing, there is the first letter of the equivalent word in English. So when you sign, you have that letter there. And also, international signing is something that's really fascinating because there are two people who have different mother tongues meet, and somehow they find a way to communicate with each other that works. And that changes. It's not a uniform language, but it changes depending on which languages are included in the conversation. And learning sign languages is easier for her, perhaps because of the modality or because the way her mind already works, than other languages. Moving on, I would like to show the self-portrait that she's drawn to me. And I think this really says it all. This is the way she feels about the languages that she uses in her life. She's chosen May Day there. She says that's the best Finnish celebration for her. And that picture is full of joy and colourful. And what she wanted to do originally was raise her hand and go like, woohoo! But she couldn't do that because the shape of the person is drawn there already. And she wanted to party over languages. And these are the languages she's got with her all the time. And if you look at this carefully, you can see there's no Finnish flag in there. And she says that she's chosen to draw a Marimekko dress there, that she's Finnish. She's like wearing Finnish, and all these other languages come with her wherever she goes. And to me, that tells a lot about her attitude towards languages and her identity and how she feels about it. So, if we think about her linguistic identity, then she's very strongly a Finnish sign language user and identifies with deaf community. Finnish is a foreign language for her, nice but complicated. And her attitude towards English has changed a lot, so there are three different ways she feels about her languages. And for her, multilingualism is something that happens every day. Every day I use Finnish sign language, Finnish English, international signing, and Danish sign language. And she's interested in the social linguist point of view, cultural things, and such issues. And because she's a student here, she's now looking for quality in her language use, in her mother tongue, and also in other languages. So, as a conclusion, I would like to say that for this student, multilingualism is a natural, everyday phenomenon. Finnish Sign Language is her native language, followed by strong Finnish, English, and sign languages. And it seems to me that linguistic identity is a developing concept. It's not set, and includes experiences as a language user. Studies also change her attitudes, and now it's like a colourful palette of different languages, signed and written languages. And her languages are connected in the sense that there is synergy in learning. It would be interesting to know more about the link between these different languages which use different modalities. I'll show you briefly my references. There's quite a few of those. And I would like to thank you for your attention. Do you have any questions?